to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Now, I know this is true. We've all been hurt at different times in our lives. Some hurts are only on the surface. They're not too bad. But other hurts go deep and leave scars in our mind that affect us for years. Now, many times, the people that are closest to us don't even know that we've been through perhaps some real trauma or drama in our lives because we can hide it so well. And I've got this feeling that some men and women are held back in life, and by that I mean emotionally, in their relationship with other people and how they perceive God even, all because of something that happened in the past. Now, sometimes it happened when they were a child or a teenager or even 12 months ago, and it has occupied their mind. In other words, it's always there in their mind. They can't get rid of it. They go to bed, they can't sleep properly. So their thoughts, the behaviours, the moods, it just stops them from moving on. Now, maybe you have experienced some sort of rejection in your life and you don't want to talk about it. You've been wounded emotionally and perhaps you've been abused or abandoned. And although you've blocked it out, there's something that's not totally right. It feels strange. You really feel stuck, but you want to move on. You want to get on with life, but there's something there that pulls you back. And so you ask yourself the question, what's going on? And how do I explain it to my family or my friends? And what I'm saying this morning, we should recognize that we have an enemy, and that's Satan. And he'll use the hurtful experiences to break our heart, to tear us down, in fact, to try and wipe us out. Now, this is strong stuff I'm talking about, but if you're a Christian and you believe in the Bible, I think you might know what I'm talking about here. There are those I know, for example, who've been through some very painful times of violation and abuse. They've grown up and they've even hid it from their parents, their close family. And what they've tried to do is replace this hurt with a big bandage of things like being busy, putting on this big smile and accomplishing so much in life. But that's not real. In reality, they feel like they're bleeding on the inside. And what they might have heard over the years were things like, you're ugly, you're of no worth, you're not a very pretty person, you're just a piece of trash, you don't really matter, you're not special, you're gross. So these are the sort of things that can be said, often in anger, and I don't think we even realize half of what's happening, but the impact is very real. So if you've been on the other end of this, you know. But what do you do about it? As I said before, we might struggle about it when we put this big bandage, this giant bandage over this wound and we cover it up. There's a great deal of pretense going on. We think that it, or pretend it never happened, but the sad reality is this, that when you're hurting inside, it'll eventually come and show up on the outside. It has to. It may take a long time, may take many years, but it will come out. And since people feel so bad about themselves inside, they've got to do things on the outside to feel better about themselves. And it can be, and it is, a very confusing issue. They might work hard. They might be workaholics. And they want everybody to like them. But there's a strange twist to this, that whilst they want people to like them, they don't want people to get too close. Now, the psychologists call this a compulsive fear of rejection. Now, of course, bandages don't heal the deep wounds. I think it's funny that how a child can get a small scrape on their knee and as soon as the bandage is applied, put on, the crying stops and they have instant relief. It seems to be the way it works. But too many times we try to do that with emotional injuries and it doesn't work. Now, the great news is that God wants to heal every hurt. In Jeremiah 30 verse 17, the scripture says, I will restore health to you and I will heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. And here it is. God promises and wants to bring healing. He wants to bring comfort and restoration. Jesus wants to heal you from the inside out. So there may be things you don't want to talk about, but there are things that God can do. God's love is there. God can bring the cure. Thank you, Lord. These are great and encouraging things. May I think about them today. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.